Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Here's what's also happening. So the Elite Icons Autograph and Sports Card Show is starting today, and it goes through Sunday at the Schaumburg Convention Center. You can get your tickets by clicking on gtsportsmarketing.com. And who's going to be there? It's amazing. Have you heard about this thing? Mike Singletary, Hampton OB, Lance Briggs, Brian Urlacher, Richard Dent, The Fridge is coming to this, Otis Wilson, Willie Gault, Gary Fensick. Stars like Dave Winfield, Bo Jackson, Tim Raines, Joe Madden, you've heard of him, Ben Zobrist. And then some movie and TV stars, too. Charlie Sheen and the cast of the movie Major League will be on hand. It's the Elite Icons Autograph and Sports Card Show starting today. You can get your tickets by clicking on gtsportsmarketing.com. Mike Singletary will be there. And just before the show, as he was getting on a flight to come to it, we had a chance to talk to him. And I asked him this question. What are your thoughts about the Bears game last night and the passing of Dick Butkus?
Well, that had to make them feel good on a national level. And I got the news about Dick Butkus, so that was not the best news I've had in a while.
Did you have much contact with him through the years? It's not like you guys played on the same team, but I think in our minds we have all of you in the same sort of fraternity of Bears players. Did you have much contact with Dick over the years?
We have. It's been interesting. I met him my rookie year. I remember he came over, and I can't really remember what it was about, but I was I came in, and I was out running around and as a rookie, and he came out and just said, you know, he just said, "Hey, I'm glad you're here, and look forward to seeing you." And through the years, I've seen him very sparingly. In the last maybe 5 to 7 years, I've seen him, you know, maybe 3 or 4 times a year, and you know, we would talk each time that I saw him, and then you know, he kind of got to be like a big brother.
He had the reputation of being a gruff guy, but also had a soft heart at the same time, and obviously was regarded as one of the most ferocious players in the NFL. Did you try and pattern your style of play after him? What did you learn from him?
The thing that I learned about, you know, playing linebacker, there were a couple of guys. You know, when I started playing middle linebacker, I looked at a number of guys. You know, I went to the library, and I took it to heart. I studied everybody that was supposed to be, you know, really good. And the two that, you know, really stuck out to me was Dick Butkus and Willie Lanier. Those are the guys that I really got a really good feel for the game from. And Dick is very obvious, you know, like you're saying, you know, Dick was just nasty. He was nasty. He was a bully. He was tough. He was all the things that you would think a middle linebacker is supposed to be. His name epitomize what was kind of coming after that. Dick played on a team that really didn't have a lot of talent, but they were going to beat you up. Dick in particular has just really been a nice guy to get to know.
It's funny because if you are a middle linebacker for the Chicago Bears, I don't know how many teams and how many positions are as noteworthy, right? Like, you could be a pitcher for the Yankees or a quarterback for the Cowboys, but if you are in the NFL and you are a linebacker, a middle linebacker for the Chicago Bears, that's one of the most maybe noted positions in sports. What was that like for you when you were playing in that position?
I remember the day I got drafted. I didn't go in the first round, and I was really frustrated. I went outside, and I was walking around kicking tires and crying at the same time. I was really ticked about that. And toward the end of that pouting moment, I looked up and I said, "Lord, if you really want me to play in the NFL, let me get drafted by the Chicago Bears." And the reason I wanted to get drafted by the Chicago Bears is because I wanted to go to a town that defense was held in high esteem. Defense was really important, and they appreciated hard hitting and playing with a lot of intensity. And, you know, 5 seconds after I made that statement, my wife came outside and said, "Mike, the Chicago Bears just drafted you in the second round."
Your dad was a preacher, and are you still preaching, Mike?
No, I'm. Everybody thinks I'm a preacher. To me, when you say someone is a preacher or a pastor or whatever, that's altogether different than saying I speak on the Word of God. But I am not a pastor. and so I make sure that I distinguish the two, because a pastor to me is taking it to a whole nother level. But I do speak on the Bible and teach on the Bible, and the Bible is, you know, extremely important to me, the most important thing to me.
I've heard you say that. When you travel with these shows, what do people... Is there a most frequently asked question or comment you get when you're signing or interacting with fans still?
Most of it is, I can't believe that you're a nice guy.
Well, I was just thinking about that when you were describing your commitment to the Bible and your Christian values, and yet here you were in one of the most violent sports in one of the most violent positions. It is an interesting juxtaposition, isn't it?
It is. There was one time while I was playing that I seriously, not too serious, but I was thinking about it. There was a newspaper article that came out that said, you know, Mike Singletary says he's a Christian, but yet he hurts players. He knocks players out, and you know, how can that be, you know? And I had to think about that a bit. You know, one of the things that I've always said is, you know, Lord, I'm always going to give you my absolute best. I meant that to my very soul.
How has the game changed since you were playing? It wasn't that long ago. I was thinking about that more in terms of Dick Butkus's years, because when you watch the highlight reels, you see how the equipment has changed and the things the league allows, hitting with the helmet, clotheslining, that was allowed in Butkus's era. How has it changed since you played?
When I played the game, certainly when Butkus played the game, it was there was a different kind of fan. Maybe Butkus's era, certainly, you know, it was kind of the same. In my era, it was kind of easing up a little bit. Changes were coming, but very subtle. And then all of a sudden, the CTE and all of that information coming out of Boston, and it was like football went from being a great game, it went from being America's game, to a game that's really dangerous and really harmful, and you don't want your kids to play it. And it's like, wait a minute, that's not exactly right. So I think, you know, the NFL panicked and made changes that really were unnecessary. I think some people begin to try and help make changes that were unnecessary when it needed to be taught better instead of taken out. And so I think that the NFL has done some good things to make the game a better game, but I do think the fan has changed. Television revenue has certainly made a difference, and I think television has had a lot to do with this is how the game needs to change, and if we're going to pay you this money, it needs to go this way. So I really think the game is kind of more of a script of where this needs to be like this, and we need to protect the quarterback. We need to, you know, have a good guy and you know, take out the bad guy. And I think they're, you know, some of the changes have been justifiable. Some, I think they'll just have to continue to weed through until we get it where we want it.
I don't know if I'm surprised to hear you say that or not. I think, again, just from a fan's perspective, I think we understand what you're talking about, targeting, hitting with your helmet, look how they've changed kickoffs, et cetera. but we have the impression that the game is bigger and faster. It's more dangerous now than it's ever been, just given the size and ability of the athletes. And so these things are necessary. I'm hearing you say that maybe we've gone a little too far.
Yes, I do. I think it's one thing. Sometimes in order to solve a problem, guys are bigger and faster, but I'm not quite sure if I would say better.
Mike, you would be frustrated out there today.
Oh, absolutely. I think half the team would be frustrated. But I do believe that there is a certain way to play the game and certain things that shouldn't be allowed. It's certainly the inconsistencies more than anything are the thing that's frustrating. When you lead with the head, I think that has to go both ways. It can't just be a defensive player leading with the head. I think an offensive player that leads with the head, I think they need to be reprimanded as well. That leaves the defensive player vulnerable. You know, it's just one of those things where we have to do a better job of making the rules consistent on both sides of the ball. And I think coaches have to do a better job of really getting what that is that needs to be done better. And the referees need to do a better job of explaining exactly what is a foul and what isn't, because sometimes it's very inconsistent.
I'll let you go here in a second, Mike. Just two last quick questions for you. What do you say about this team?
Well, I think it's a team that is still trying to figure out who they are. And I think that the team has talent. I still like the quarterback. I'm hoping that you know, they can protect him long enough to really get a chance for him to not go into developing bad habits and to stay with what he knows that he has to do and not get gun shy and start running for his life. And I'm just hoping that what happened last night can continue, and that maybe they can begin to get the foundation of their identity in terms of who they are and begin to put some wins together.
How's your health, Mike? How you doing?
You know what? I'm doing really well. I thank God for how I feel. I feel great every day, most every day. So I'm very thankful for that.
You can still walk up a golf course evenly. It's funny, when we'd see Ditko or Butkus or some of these guys over the years, their hands are a little crooked, their legs aren't the same length, and you just get a reminder of the toll the game has taken on guys, and nobody played it with more ferocity than you. What was it? 172 games you started with the Bears during a 12-year career, but not too many aches and pains after all that?
You know what? Like I said, I think guys that a lot of the guys that I see that are limping around or whatever, I think it's because they play golf. for me, the further I stay away from the golf course, the better I feel.
There you go. So if you don't want to limp up and down a golf course, don't play golf. Says there's a tip.
I'm telling you.
All right. Listen, Mike, it's a pleasure talking to you. On behalf of fans everywhere, just, you know, thank you for being the kind of player you were and the man you've been over the years. A lot of folks have looked up to you, and they're going to get a chance to meet you and say hello today through Sunday at the Schaumburg Convention Center. If you want to get tickets, all you got to do is go to gtsportsmarketing.com. Mike, thanks for your time today.
Thank you, sir. God bless.
Not a nice guy. That's Mike Singletary. Isn't it funny how somebody can be so civil and sweet and smart and then play that game with such violence and ferocity? And that describes Singletary, and obviously it described Dick Butkus too. As we take a look back and again forward, Singletary's coming to town. Just after we recorded that interview this morning, he had to catch a plane, and he's on his way over to Schaumburg for that show this weekend.